The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Netflix has released new data saying that 59% of all Aussies are streaming content in public. So outside of the house, they're watching it on their phone when they're out and about.
Oh, okay, yep.
And 8% of those are actually taking it to a very weird location.
I was right. Did I say the toilet right?
Yeah, public toilets.
Public toilets.
Public toilets is where
you're streaming from. You know what? I totally get that because the amount of times I walk into a public bathroom and there's the same like three door stalls are closed.
Closed.
And you're like, come on, ladies, let's keep a move on. You've got six other people waiting out here. Are they just watching the latest
season of something?
Yeah, The Good Place.
I have an issue with you should not be sitting on a public toilet long enough to watch an episode of something. You really want to reduce the amount of time that your butt is connected to the seat, don't
you? That's us thinking. Like,
isn't that the idea?
Legs of steel, because if you're like,
yes.
A lot of us try to like do the hover above a public toilet. Like you're just like, all right, squat and hover, and like your knees start shaking. Like you just got to get that hover. That keeps you moving.
It's all right. You don't need an extra level of difficulty. You don't need to be streaming a show while you're doing the squat and hover.
Exactly.
You don't.
The
survey, well, the data actually goes on to say another couple of other things that are quite interesting. Majority of people who are streaming outside of the house,
yep.
So that 59% of Aussies, are doing it on their morning and afternoon commute to and from work, basically. That's the time where they're going. They're on the bus or on the train.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching it. Then it goes on further to say 45% of those watching said they've caught other people snooping and catching a gander at what they're actually watching. So someone over your shoulder going, oh, what are they watching?
Yeah, I get that.
Which is quite interesting because 11% of respondents then said they've had a show or movie spoiled because of that, because they've looked over someone's shoulder and gone,
oh, you're on that episode.
Oh, you're up to
oh,
that
yeah,
on
no,
there.
She dies at the end of that one.
Oh, geez. Yeah, and that's what's happening. People are having their shows spoiled. But the most startling thing is 8% of people are watching it in public bathrooms. So,
Hover.
The squat and hover.
As
we discovered. So I'm puffing a little bit. I've just been running around the offices.
Yeah.
Just need to catch my breath for a second. Someone else just scared me outside the studio and I'm a little bit riding
on a high.
If you're
trying to get out
moment.
Of singing, it's not going to work.
I'm not.
It's not
going to
work.
Not, mate. All good.
Crap a fella.
What's going on in there?
Yeah, the game where one of us sings a song, you've got to guess what it is on 13, 12, 16 to win a hit prize pack.
Nice and easy game. Chris just sings, but the thing is he's the only one who can hear the music. I can't hear it. You playing along at home can't hear it, and Chris is just singing along.
So I've got the actual song in my headphones playing. That's where I hear it. So I'm playing it from the computer. I can hear the actual song, but I sing along, and that's what you can hear, just me singing. So that solo sort of a cappella singing, that's all you get from me.
All right.
And so 13, 12, 16. First one to ring in and get this right this morning could walk away with a hit prize pack. So are we ready? Do you want to hear the song that I've picked out?
Well, are you ready?
I don't know. I've picked this song and I'm like, we've been doing Crap a Pella for so long now. I'm like, have I done it before? And I'm having those.
I get that way every week. I'm like, this is like one of my faves. I sing this all the time. I sung it before?
All right. Well, let's hear it. Let me just drop that out. There goes the music bed. Let's do this. Here's this morning song. Finally Friday night, feeling kind of good, looking all right. Gotta get moving, can't be late. Gotta get grooving, just can't wait. Hey! Get the feeling. Push the ceiling. Play your haters. Get ready, everybody, because here we go! Is that all right?
Get groovy. Is that a line?
I think a line in there was get groovy.
It sounds like when my mum or dad say the word groovy. Get groovy.
Get groovy, yes.
We'll have a groovy night, kids.
It's like when any middle-aged man uses a word that's meant to be cool. It's like, dude, don't do that. And
when
don't
your parents say
dude.
Nightclub?
Nightclub, yes.
Get groovy in the nightclub.
Are you kids going out to get groovy in the nightclub this weekend?
Oh, no
well,
doubt.
I hope you've ironed your jeans. 13, 12, 16. If you think you know the song, have I done that one before?
No, that's the first for you singing that one.
Good, because I feel like I know it too well. 13, 12, 16. If you know the song this morning, do you think it's a tough one?
Yeah, I do actually.
Because no one's calling at the moment.
But
no,
there's
one's
a huge
calling.
Prize pack up for grabs.
I know. You can win a hit prize pack. We'll throw lots of goodies at you in the prize pack. That's what you can win if you can guess this song. Finally Friday night, feeling kind of good, looking all right. Gotta get moving, can't be late. Gotta get grooving, just can't wait. Hey! Get the feeling, push the ceiling, play your haters, get ready everybody, cause here we go! Oh, okay, good. All right, 30.
It is a bit of a party anthem.
It is a party anthem, and it's from, I'm gonna say, it's nearly 15, 20 years ago.
No.
I'll have to Google it. All right. Phone lines open, 13, 12, 16. Guess a song. You can win a hit prize pack. Def.
Crapapella.
Damn. What's going on in there?
We are playing Crapapella on 13, 12, 16. And for the first time ever, we've stumped everyone with the song. And we've only been doing this segment for like...
A year now.
Uh-huh.
I thought no one's called and no one knows that. I thought you did a beautiful job.
Let's hear it again. This is a song I was just singing. Finally Friday night, feeling kind of good, looking all right. Gotta get moving, can't be late. Gotta get grooving, just can't wait. Hey! Get the feeling, push the ceiling, play your haters, get ready everybody, cause here we go! 13, 12, 16, if you do know.
I think I've sung that song for Crapapella before. You didn't know if you had sung it?
It seemed familiar, like we'd crossed this territory before.
But I think I would have, like, you know, the next verse. John's looking for romance.
That's the one.
Paul's getting down on the floor.
Just give away as many lyrics as possible, because... we've stumped everyone. 13, 12, 16, you can win a hit prize pack if you guess it this morning.
We know Tina, John and Paul and Hannah are in it.
Yeah,
they're part of it.
They are.
They're all
part of it. That's a solid hint. Oh, you know what? People are calling now. Joe, and we're not just listing off random people. These are actually members of the band.
What did I do?
13, 12, 16. We could give you a hit prize pack if you can get the song this morning. Artist and the title.
Finally
Friday night, feeling kind of good, looking all right. Gotta get moving, can't be late. Gotta get grooving, just can't wait. Hey! Get the feeling, push the ceiling, play your haters, get ready everybody, cause here we go! Alright, after this, we'll see if we can't get one lucky person to win this prize this morning.
I can't believe that. This never happened.
Now that people are calling, 13, 12, 16, to win the hit prize pack, if you can guess the song, we are playing Crapapella on 13, 12, 16.
We most definitely are, and tough morning.
Tough morning.
For the first time.
Stumped everyone.
In history.
We've only done the segment for a year, and finally a song that everyone went, not sure.
What was that one? And you're normally, like, everyone normally gets your songs. I feel like you sort of hit the tune and the notes a little bit better than others.
What do you mean, others? You hit it better than most people. You did have training. I've had no training whatsoever. Let's keep that in mind. Yes. Oh, all natural. This morning, Jaden, I think you may have it on 13, 12, 16. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, not too bad.
Can you guess the song? Put us out of our misery. Do you know what it is?
I'm going to have a guess and say it's S Club Party by S Club 7.
Oh, good guess. Let's see if that's it. Get the feeling, push the ceiling, play your haters, get ready everybody, cause here we go!
S-Club.
Oh, congratulations, mate. Thank you for putting us out of our misery this morning for your efforts. How does a hit prize pack sound?
Sounds perfect to me.
Great, excellent. Correct, S-Club Party. Oh, excellent, thank you, Jaden.
When there's another groundbreaking development, you can trust one person to cover it.
You know, I'm a huge fan of science. Beakers. Cane toads in half.
This is Steph's Super Sciencey Segment.
Spending science.
Great.
Swiping your card to make payments. If you're a regular swiper, you are less likely to remember how much you have spent.
Right.
This is according to scientists who found that cashless transactions make it easier for people to lose track of all their monies.
Well, that I think is purely based on the fact that we're a very visual generation. So if we can't see it, it's out of mind, it's out of sight. If you have cash in your wallet and you go, there's $20, now I've only got 50. Like you have that visual representation
of physical money disappearing,
of how much is left.
Just yes. Like when your coffee disappears, you're like, well, that's like my coffee money. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. And that's only a few bucks.
They're like, oh, how much is a coffee? I don't know, $4.50. But really, you've been paying $7.20 for the last 2 years and not noticed.
Yep, pretty much.
So this is coming out of scientists from Germany and over at a university in Austria as well. They've recently been examining the side effects of these sort of shifting payment methods that we're using now.
Yep.
You know, once upon a time, it was all
cash.
Cash. And even, I think, a few years ago, we would often take out cash and use cash to pay.
Yes.
Whereas now I can use my smartphone to pay if I wanted to.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, all these new ways of paying, and 2017 is the year of it, of these smart cards and that are still your tap and go.
Tap and go. It's nothing better than tap and go because it takes next to nothing. Done. Gone.
Uh-huh. So what they did is they did a field study to determine the recall accuracy in relation to recently made payments.
Yep.
And data was gathered sort of at different time points at like cafeterias and different places over 2015, 2016 and into 2017. So they did extensive research and found that immediately after the act of paying, if the students had used cash, they could record exactly how much they spent.
Yes.
Or how much change they'd received.
That makes sense.
As opposed to those who had used their payment. Their pay pass.
Their pay pass.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Perfectly. That makes sense. Because mm-hmm. obviously they've had to put a lot more thought into that transaction than someone who's just tap and going. Because that requires no thought whatsoever. It's just like done, gone. But if you're counting what's in your wallet or your purse, you actually have to put in more effort and then it's going to stick in your mind a little bit more.
Well, often when you go to like financial people or, I don't know, Uncle Doug's telling you how to save money or whatever and he's giving you the hot tips. The hot tip you often receive from people is go and take cash out that you're spending money.
Yep.
And use that cash for your fortnight until your next pay. Just use that cash.
That's good advice. There's also too, and I noticed this because I'm an app store kind of a guy, mm-hmm. you can get apps that will actually sync to your bank accounts and will give you up-to-date sort of pie chart kind of, this is where your money's going this week. Actually, you've spent $15 so far on coffee, just so you know.
There's a heap of savings funds out there, yeah.
So it lets you have sort of a real time.
Just be careful linking anything to your actual bank account.
Oh, I haven't done it because I'm not stupid. But yeah, there is that option out there. But I'm always wary about linking bank accounts and, you know, what can potentially happen from there.
Well, I've always gone under the advice, never have automatic money taken out of your account.
Yes.
I always pay all my bills, so I never have the automatic transactions. Every month I pay my phone bill,
okay.
I pay my electricity bill, I pay...
Physically
go and pay my repayments, and I have to transfer on a, you know, Friday after payday, I spend a good 20, 30 minutes paying everything.
Okay.
And that way I see that money, like, zoop, gone.
Gives a bit more meaning then.
Yeah.
You have context to where your money's going.
Exactly, rather than it just being like, oh, that's all I have left. I want to have a bit of a chat about cobwebs again this morning.
For newcomers to the show, let's just give the story arc of cobwebs for 1 second. We did a story maybe 2 weeks ago now where I spoke about the resurgence of cobloaf dips, where people would hollow out the cobloaf, fill it with dip, take it to a party. It was coming back. It was a thing that used to happen in the 70s and now it's really picking up again. Then, started this week, the Cobloaf Festival in Wellington.
Yeah, we heard that there's actually like a international Cobloaf Festival happening just down the road.
Just down the road in Wellington.
And the whole internet's losing it. They're so excited for it, as am I. Because you said that like cobloaves are like DD. You're like, nah, they're not even a thing anymore.
To me it was a little, oh, is that what you're doing?
Like old school, yeah.
Let's
Mum did that.
Oh, who wants cheese dip that's been hanging around in hollowed bread all day.
That everyone gets to touch.
Yeah, everyone's been touching it. But no, I've really come on board with it.
Good.
To the point where I'm very excited because you've actually organised a cob loaf festival of sorts inside the office.
We're having a cob off on Friday.
And then I decided to release my new song.
Who let the cobs out?
Who let the
cobs out? Who let the cobs out?
And that's just how on board I am with the whole cobbler thing now. You've really changed my mind, man.
Viral sensation.
Viral sensation.
Cobblobes. Yep. I want to do on 13, 12, 16 this morning. I've done yay or nay. Now I'm doing your hot tips, your recipes for your cob loaf. We've got a cob off in the office on Friday.
We do have a cob off.
We'll be sharing our recipes and we'll be determining the best cob in office.
That's an award I want to win. You have won the best cob in office. Thank you very much.
The
bi-monthly award. The cob in office. Thanks very much.
The best cob in office. 13, 12, 16. I want you to give us a buzz this morning and let us know what you believe to be the ultimate cob recipe.
Mm. Now, I find this interesting that you're bringing this as a phoner, as a caller topic to the show, because I asked, was it yesterday, day before, what your ingredients were for your cob loaf, and you were reluctant to actually share your secret recipe.
Well, it's not so secret, but I thought if I'll give you little tips about some of the cob loaves.
You bit of direction? Is that sort of what you're saying? Well, give you a bit of guidance?
Because a lot of people think like it's a cream cheese recipe, or a lot of people like to chuck wheels of brie in there. Others like to do sour cream base. Myself, I'm a hummus base girl.
Well, hummus.
I'm a hummus base girl.
A chickpea kind of filling.
But, like, you wouldn't even know it's chickpea. Like, it's so tasty, and I, like, chuck spinach in there and caramelised onions, and I get some bacon happening. Like, it is fancy.
Oh, don't get too descriptive or you'll set the song off.
Who let the cobs out? Who let the cobs out?
That's what we want this morning. 13, 12, 16. Do you have... Actually, we can lose that altogether, I think. Do you have a cob loaf recipe that you want to share with us?
What has the neighbours envious of your cob?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you cob it?
What do you fill it with? 13, 12, 16. That's what we want to know. This morning, we are talking about cob loaves on 13, 12, 16.
Who let the cobs out?
Yeah.
You're so talented.
Who let the cobs out?
Why are we talking cob loaves this morning?
Well, they've been making national headlines this week with the International Cob Festival happening next Wednesday night in Wellington, New South Wales.
That's
not too
right.
far from us at all, just down the road, might even make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
This has led to us throwing the internal cob off in the office.
That's right, the internal cob off.
Which is happening Friday morning. We've asked fellow staff members to cob it off.
I refer you to the incident now known as the internal cob off. that'll come up in an email at some point.
Oh, HR. anyway, 13, 12, 16, I want to know your ultimate cob recipe. I know lots of people favour sour cream, some for their cream cheese, some for a whole wheel of brie in there.
I like those ones.
The baked ones with the brie.
I'm going to chuck a whole wheel of cheese in there and just chuck it in the oven and let it melt.
Some people put chives and they wrap it in bacon and so on and so forth. I'm a hummus girl, which might sound boring, but it tastes delish.
Delicious. 13, 12, 16. I think we've got Jackie. Jackie's joining us. What do you do, Jackie?
Well, I've got a pretty cheap and lazy way of making a cob loaf.
That's how I like it. Yep.
You buy the cob loaf from Coles or Woolies. You cut it out, and then all you do is you get, like, whatever, like, cheap packet of soup you want, so, like, French onion or tomato or, like, chicken and corn.
This is what I've been looking for!
Yeah, you cook it in, like, maybe half a cup of water.
Yeah.
And then you just add some cream cheese with it, so just add some filly, mix it together, and done.
Beautiful.
That's what you were saying, Chris.
It was like it was a packet of something that you mixed in.
Like your French onion soup mix. Yeah, perfect.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how tasty is that?
People don't even know it's like soup mix. It's the best.
I don't think they do. I mean, that was something that I used to have when I was younger. When it was just tail end of the popularity of the whole dip era. It was the French onion soup with the cream cheese mixed together. That was the cob loaf that I was sort of
that
having.
That was what
like,
you grew up
Nan
on.
Nan was making and stuff like that.
Well, it's got a lot of modern twists. I'm still taking cob loaf faves if you want to give us a buzz on 13, 12, 16. I'm actually going to pop it off on Facebook as well to see if anyone has any hot tips or recipes.
Which, I mean, I know that we're doing the internal cob off in the office. What technique or approach will you be taking, Steph, to making your cob loaf?
Said fresh. It'll be a fresh cob loaf.
Fresh. So are we talking wheel of cheese like we mentioned before?
We'll go caramelised onion, we'll go bacon, we'll go some hot paprika in there and some spinach.
I hear you were mentioning...
Mine's quite a healthy cob.
You were saying corn the other day in the meeting.
Well, I often like fry up some corn, but I know it's actually... It's nearly your birthday, so I thought I'll take the corn out for the sake that you don't like corn. And because it's not your birthday, I will have a cornless cob.
It's not that I don't like corn. It's that it doesn't belong in a dip.
The more times I say the word cob, the more times I wonder if I'm saying the correct word.
Yeah, I do. You double guess yourself. Every time you say cob, am I saying the right thing?
Is that what I said?
Thanks very much for your help this morning, Jackie. There you go. Get your soup mix and chuck the cream cheese in.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.